32 top-scoring dispensary applicants were selected for licensure this month by the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission. Four dispensaries will be allowed to operate in each of eight designated medical marijuana zones in Arkansas. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, several winning dispensaries which applied in multiple zones, including Zone 1 in Northwest Arkansas, are causing other approved dispensaries to stand by.
More than 2 years after Arkansas voters approved a constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana, a final framework to deliver product to patients is now in place, along with five approved marijuana cultivation sites. 32 medical marijuana dispensaries have also been approved for licensure out of nearly 200 applicants. Some have whimsical names like Noah's Ark, Grassroots, and Fiddler's Green. Arkansas Medicinal Source Patient Center, a more conventional name, is one of five dispensaries approved in Zone 1, which encompasses Carroll, Madison, Washington, and Benton counties, says spokesperson and attorney Eric Danielson.
We feel good about it. We've been working diligently to start getting our plan in place so that we can get to work and try to get open as soon as possible.
The dispensary will be housed in a liquor store currently owned by one of the investors, located at 406 Razorback Drive in Bentonville, catty corner from Walmart To Go on South Walton Boulevard, and just a few blocks south of Walmart headquarters. Speaking from his law office off Rolling Hills Drive in Fayetteville, Danielson says final licensure, which is pending, will first involve a site inspection, which will be periodic.
And it's very similar to the way ABC handles their alcohol permitting. And having an alcohol permit, I'm familiar with that. So I would expect us to have to build out to the spec as submitted, go through that process, get the site ready for the site inspection. And we're looking at a couple months. We are hoping that we'll be able to open in April, and we're told the first product lines will be available from some of the cultivators.
Although medical marijuana has been decriminalized in 33 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency continues to classify marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance with no acceptable medical use. Transporting it across state borders remains a federal offense. Last summer, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission awarded five medical marijuana cultivation licenses, including one to Osage Creek in Carroll County, currently under construction. Danielson says the supply chain will be limited in state.
We would like to establish relationships with all the cultivators. I would like to learn more about what product lines they'll be introducing. Right now, that's a bit of an unknown. I'm very curious about not only the flower cannabis, but the extracts and the other product lines from the extracts that they'll be making under their licenses, and I really don't know much about that right now.
Dispensaries will be licensed to sell up to 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana every 2 weeks to Arkansas Department of Health certified registered patients suffering with any of 18 qualifying conditions, from arthritis to cancer to seizure disorders.
Through the process, we have a medical advisory board with doctors, other medical professionals, and a pharmacist who has agreed to assist us.
Danielson says his dispensary will employ a medical marijuana cultivation expert. Some Arkansas dispensaries are electing to grow a small amount of medicinal pot in-house. Dried plant material is sold to be smoked or vaped or compounded into edibles and topicals. And similar to any pharmacy, dispensaries must have tight security measures.
In the application process, it was one of the really important factors. So it will have robust security, and again, we'll build it out as submitted, and you know, as we feel is part of what got us the score that we received was that we went to great detail to consult with industry professionals from mainly Colorado, but other states, to try to get the best of the best so that we can learn from what's worked for them and what's not worked for them.
Danielson says the public won't be allowed to browse shelves.
You will walk into a secure space where you'll have to show your ID and your medical card before you're buzzed into the facility. So if you do not have a valid medical card and state-issued photo ID, you can't get through the door, essentially.
The five approved cultivation applicants had to pay a $100,000 license fee as well as a $500,000 performance bond. Dispensary applicants pay a $15,000 license fee and post a $100,000 performance bond. Each of the eight zones in Arkansas is allowed to have four dispensaries, two medical marijuana dispensary operators, a Conza Health Group based in Little Rock, and Valentine Holdings of Jonesboro submitted winning applications for multiple zones, including Zone 1, Northwest Arkansas. And that's left a fifth winning dispensary, Eureka Green, waiting in the wings, says investor and founder Susie Bell.
One has three applications and one has two. So they have to choose in which zone. And of course, we are hoping one of those will choose to go elsewhere. Because if that happens, then we are definitely in.
Bell says dispensaries were judged on business planning, security control, product packaging, and transport.
And we felt pretty confident that we had a good business plan because we have a lot of doctors and we'll run our clinic as a clinic, as a medical facility with nurses.
Susie Bell is married to Dr. Dan Bell, a retired family practitioner who is president of the board of Eureka Green. The couple operate a sprawling nonprofit called ECHO, Eureka Christian Health Outreach, which houses a free clinic, a new low-income housing district, and thrift store. Dan Bell says their 2,000-page medical marijuana dispensary application stands out from the rest.
I thought impressive details about how we would treat each of the 18 conditions that came through the door. We had picked the top three strains for each one. We had the dosings, the various delivery ways of treating that. And I'm sure others had made a stab at that too, but I thought ours was in good shape. We are going to be a grower. You know, some dispensaries will grow and some won't. And we had a plan to grow some unique strains that would not be available from the big cultivators. Strains such as Doug's Verum, which is rich in a THCV, a compound that works like THC but doesn't make you high, doesn't give you the munchies, and looks like it's very effective at treating diabetic neuropathy because the diabetics would lose weight on the medication. And so we had Doug's Verum and ACDC and some unique strains that we thought would allow us to treat things that no one else could treat.
One of Eureka Green's 25 investors is Chuck Steger, who will provide secure IT to the facility.
The state regulates that you have to use the same system of tracking, which in this case is BioTrack. And so we have to be compatible. So, and it makes sense because you have to know if someone fulfills a prescription in our dispensary, they can't go down to Fayetteville and fulfill a prescription as well.
Dr. Dan Bell says Eureka Green, which scored 19 among several hundred applicants, will feature highly trained medical staff to guide patients on how to best treat certain medical conditions.
Because these people are going to come through the door with a card, and many of them will be very naive of what they want. Now, there will be some who will be very savvy, and they know exactly what they want, and they're going to take it home, and they're going to smoke it, and that's fine. But many of them don't know what they want, and so the onus will be on us to safely pick, you know, the best strain, make sure it's not going to interfere with their other medications, make sure it's not going to compound other problems. I mean, if you've got COPD, we're not going to want you smoking marijuana. That's going to be hard on your damaged lungs already. So this is a medical decision, and you're going to have people tell you, have to help you, what strength, what strain, how do you use it? How often do you use it? And then as you get into this, make adjustments as you go.
Eureka Green aims to conduct scientific research on medical marijuana at its proposed complex, a vacant restaurant on Highway 62 West.
We've had discussions about forming the Southern Cannabis Research Association. It's led by a PhD in our area who's very interested in this, and she's already had conversations with the university about being part of this. But our plan is that every client who is willing will be part of this research effort. So we will soon know what works for what strain, what is the right dosing, so that we can create a research base. And a database that's currently not available.
If not selected this cycle, the Bells believe Eureka Green, which will donate 10% of profits back to the community, has a possible future as the state's medical marijuana industry expands. To date, more than 6,700 Arkansans have registered for state medical marijuana ID cards to be issued next month. The cards, which cost $50 and must be renewed annually, convey the right to legally purchase, possess, and use medically grown marijuana. Patients over 18 or their caregivers must obtain certified proof from a physician that they qualify for one of the 18 medical conditions. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.